Aside from all the typical promises in Scripture, are there other Scriptures which the Lord gave us and continues to give us, in that the word of the Lord once spoken never ceases to be spoken? Are there other Scriptures which reflect the hopeful heart of the Lord, which would be guidelines for us in having right expectations? Now, pertaining to the power of our words, let me say this, and hear what I'm saying here. Almighty God cannot be conjured or treated as an object, since He is the real master of the universe and subject to no one. Blasphemy, or taking the Lord's name in vain, isn't just in some words of profanity, but it literally means to use His name or living in His name with triteness, to take Him lightly, giving no weight to who He is. For to give someone or something no weight is to curse them. When we sprinkle His name around like sprinkling salt on food, it is a flippant action which reflects a lifestyle of living in His name with triteness. It is an evil to attempt to use the name of God for selfish or manipulative purposes, which is why I spoke about giving our words more power than they have, turning the word of the Lord into wishcraft, rather than living in the power and authority of His name to give Him glory. Do you hear it? This is no small matter, and should never be brushed over lightly. Some folks can't stand to rabbit trail, but there are things of the Lord which can't be found unless we rabbit trail. So in my focus on one issue, I rabbit trailed on to 66 great expectations given to us in the New Testament. The Lord does not give us these things for us to take them lightly. Let us give weight to prophecy, Old Testament written or present day in the now. It is given to us as something to grip to when life swirls under our feet. The first expectation to grip to is in Matthew 5, 44-45, where Jesus is speaking to the multitude in what is called the Beatitudes. He says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be the offspring of your Father who is in heaven." In this, the precedent is set that we need to have an expectation of being the children of God. If it cannot be done, then God would not have extended us the expectation. It is an example of the goodness of God toward His enemies, and if we will set our feet in the direction of being like Jesus, we not only have the hope of becoming, but the assurance that we are. Let those words stick to you. Here they are again: hope of becoming and assurance that we are. The second expectation is in Matthew 9, verse 6, that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. It is important for us to know not only that we are the children of God, but to also know that we know that we know Jesus has the power to forgive sin and is the only source of forgiveness for what separates us from God. To use the phrase, "that you may know," is written to believers who are uncertain of the reality of their life in Christ, their salvation, what's true, and who to trust. It is a phrase the Lord purposely uses many times that we would have assurance and righteous expectation. Is your Jesus a domesticated, well-heeled Savior? At the thought of that, all I can say is yuck. Who wants a Savior like that? My God is very, very dangerous, but in a good way. The King I know is wild and wonderful, that we may know Him and marvel. One of these days, lightning is going to fill the sky from the rising of the sun in the east to its setting in the west, And there is going to appear in the clouds the faithful true one riding a white horse. His eyes shall be as flame and his vesture dipped in blood, and his name shall be called the Word of God. Whether from terror or sheer excitement, we will tremble, and so many will wonder how we ever lived so long with the humanized version of a domesticated, harmless Christ. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came into the world. Really believe.